Fox Business. By the way, Fox Business is ripping it up, doing so well in ratings. I met Mark Serrano over there. Mark is the CEO of Proactive Communications, an internet entrepreneur, which means he's rich, and a Republican strategist. So, Mark, you know, once you're an internet entrepreneur, Mark Serrano, you know, you got the money. I'm very impressed. I was very impressed with that. You think I'm impressed with your goatee being a hip dad that you are, you know? But it was
if my wife lets me have it, then I'm okay.
Yeah, I know. You got to ask permission, right? That's it. Right. Oh, Lord. Hey, Mark, how are you? Welcome back to the program.
Good to hear you, Joe. I'm rocking to Eric Clapton and Johnny Cash. This is where else would you rather be than right here, right now on AM 970?
You're the best, man. And I saw your tweet in the middle of the night. I just saw your tweet and I said, man, that was great. You gave Fox Business a big shout out. You know, that's our go-to network now here in the morning show, because there's no, the way Neil does it, Neil Cavuto is spectacular, as you know. And then you see Dagan over there and Maria Bartiromo in the morning and Charles Payne, who's great. Lou Dobbs is just shutting down the competition.
He is kicking the door down. I mean, Fox Business is like a rocket.
Yeah, it's good. It's great. And it's, you know what? And it's really nice. I don't know. I'm just so it's good that you gave your buddies a shout out. Hey, so Mark, the CNN town hall meeting, we love Anderson Cooper as well, a great journalist. But what did you think of that town hall meeting last night on CNN with the Republicans, Mark?
Oh, my gosh. It's just another platform for Looney Tunes. And, you know, the substance is lacking. But, you know, look, that's what this is partly all about, is the campaign. It's about how can you command the media attention. You know, you take a look at a lot of things Donald Trump does, but he's the maestro. The media are he's playing them like a fiddle, and it happens every day because he's an expert at it.
Yeah, he really is. And this whole Lewandowski thing. See, we know Corey, and we like Corey on this show. He's very good to us. He's very respectful to us. Gets right back. If the Donald can't make it, he gets right back. And unlike other candidates, I got to tell you. You know, people say, oh, Joe, yes, so-and-so would love to do your show. Then you don't hear from him. Corey Lewandowski is on his game, always respectful, always nice. That's the guy we know. So when I see in the middle of this press scrum, for lack of a better word, with all the madness, everybody running around the candidate, Donald just did a speech. He's going to talk to reporters a little more, and that people are attacking him, and the Secret Service is about to clear the way for Donald Trump, and Corey, being the, you know, I don't know, he seems to be respectful of his boss, says, whoa, no, you're getting too close now, you're starting to get too close to my boss. I don't see a problem with that. Am I misinterpreting this?
Well, he's also a former cop, right? So he can't, you can't take the cop out of the boy, right?
Yeah, so, I guess so. But in sense of protecting his guy, I guess. I mean,
well, I think Trump likes guys like that around him. But here's the thing that you and Frank and Al were talking about.
Yeah.
Is basically we've gone through a legacy of Republicans cowering. As soon as they're called racist or sexist or misogynist, they immediately apologize. Somebody's, you know, the left attacks. And until they draw blood, until, you know, look at the radio hosts who've been attacked and their sponsors have been boycotted.
This
legacy of Republicans cowering and giving in to the media and the pressure. And yet, what do we have this year? A guy who says, no more. No way. I love Joe calling in and talking about Patton. You know, you can see, I know he's comparing Trump to Eisenhower, but I see Trump, you know, carrying the leather gloves and the riding crop and wearing the riding boots and slapping the soldier in the face.
You know what? Thank you for putting in that context, Mark Serrano, because that's exactly what I feel. And Mark, if I could just, and I want to hear what you got to say. 6:49 with Mark Serrano, Episcopo, on the radio, AM 970, The Answer. But I got to say, when I went to the White House, I went to the Reagan White House, and they invited me. I'm sure it was an anomaly and a mistake that they invited me there. But I happened to be, it was a couple days at the Reagan White House, one of the glorious couple days of my life. And it's a life changer for me, frankly. So I'm on the lawn of the White House, and they're doing some kind of celebration. I forget what it was. And then I watched Ronald Reagan's guys come out. And this made me think about this with Donald Trump. Listen to me, Mark. Before President Reagan came out to do this ceremonial thing, whatever it was, I see Al Haig. You know, I look at Haig, I go, ooh, I wouldn't mess with that guy, right? I see Al Haig, I see Ed Meese, never smiled in his life, you know? I go, ooh, Ed Meese, oh man. But I watch these tough guys around the president. And you know what I said to myself? I had a little baby at the time. You know, I feel pretty good about the country right now. I like that. I like tough guys around it. I like that the Donald has tough guys around him. Is that wrong for me to feel like that?
That is so true. It's about, you know, it's about the environment, right? And Al Haig, he was my first boss.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
I screwed up on a flight. We were taking a shuttle flight out of LaGuardia. I screwed up on a flight. It was delayed. I came back to him. I said, here's the problem. And he stares me cold in the eye. And he says, your job is to come to me with solutions. You wouldn't make a private in the Army.
Oh, that's great. And you kind of whimpered away. So, that's great.
Tail between my legs. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But you know what? You need tough guys. And I loved it. When I was on Saturday Night Live and we're in what was it was Lorne Michaels' office, then Dick Ebersol's office, my boss, you know, and we're in there and all of a sudden Ronald Reagan is shot. Oh, my God. Yeah, what do we do this week? It's the president's shot. And then I remember distinctly being in Lorne Michaels' office watching this on the TV in the office. And Al Haig, who's in charge? Who's in charge? I'm in charge. I went, whoa, that's the guy I want.
Let me tell you, if you look at Barack Obama and the way he saunters and he's got the moves and stuff, he thinks he's, you know, God's gift, right? And yet, he doesn't put America first. Yeah, and so what do people want? They want a tough guy back in the White House who's going to say, no more BS, no more. You know, and it's just, it's crazy. You know, could Ted Cruz be that guy? Possibly. Mm-hmm, you know, you see the shenanigans going on in the race right now.
Yeah.
And you look at Ted Cruz and you think, you know, wait a minute, they're accusing him of 5 affairs. I could see him maybe, you know, calling up an old girlfriend, but 5 young women? Ted Cruz? He's no Robert Redford. I mean, it's crazy.
But I'm gonna be really inappropriate here. And let me apologize before you say it. As soon as it went to 5 affairs, I went like, whoa, Ted, all right, you know.
The 5? That's inexplicable. Look at him.
I said, God, look out, Ted, man.
But you're right, Joe. Americans want this. And if you look at the primary schedule coming up, you know what's unbelievable about this year is Donald Trump does not become the GOP nominee without winning New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey. Hmm. He must win all those states, and he's likely to.
Yeah, he will take Carl Paladino, you know, who ran for governor. And he's a great businessman, really so committed to the great state of New York, Mark Serrano. And Paladino says Trump's going to take New York. And, you know, Carl, he's feeling it already. He's got his tentacles out all across the Empire State. And he thinks Donald will win it. And interesting, Mark, if we could use your expertise for a second, when Governor Christie campaigns, as he will, for Donald Trump in New Jersey, what's going to happen there, do you think?
Oh, I think he's going to take New Jersey hands down.
Yeah.
It's his territory. I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of folks who, you know, have been tired of seeing Trump on the tabloids for 40 years, but this is what has built his skills and his capabilities. So Jersey, I say, absolutely is a Trump state.
All right. Mark Serrano, great talking to you.
And with no small help from Chris Christie. You know, and I think he's going to be stumping very hard because you know why? Trump has got to win that state. This thing is going to go, Joe, there are 18 states left. June 7th is New Jersey, right? Winner take all, 51
That's right.
delegates.
That's
On
right.
the same day, the same night, is California, 172. This thing isn't going to be called until late that night in the state of California. That's how close it is.
This is so exciting. Mark, what did you do for Al Haig before we let you go?
Oh, I was in the 88 campaign, 1987, 1988. I was his personal assistant. I traveled around the country with him, carried his bag, and made sure, you know, I shoved reporters out of the way and grabbed their arms if I needed to.
I knew it was, that's what I